Section 34 of Wheels, the Fifth Cycle. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. 8 More Bucolic Poems by Edith Sitwell. 1. Evening. Prince Absalom and Sir Rotherham Red rock on a rocking horse, home to bed, with dreams like cherries ripening big beneath the frondage of each wig. In a flat field on the road to sleep, they ride together, a hunting sheep, that like the swan bright fountains seem, their tails hang down as meek as a dream. Prince Absalom seems a long fleeced bush, the heat's tabernacle in the hush and the glamour of eve, when buds the dew, into bright tales that never come true. And as he passes a cherry tree, caught by his long hair, bound is he, while all his gold fleece flows like water into the lap of Sir Rotherham's daughter. Come then and sit upon the grass, with cherries to pelt you as bright as glass, vermilion bells that sound as clear as the bright swans whose sighing you hear, when they float to their crystal death of water, scarcely plumed by the breath of air, so clear in the round leaves they look, this crystal sound scarce grieves, as they pelt down like tears fallen bright from music or some deep delight. The gardener cut off his beard of bast and tied up the fountain tree, made it fast, and bound it together till who can see which is Prince Absalom, which is the tree? Only his gold fleece flows like water into the lap of Sir Rotherham's daughter. Sir Rotherham Red gathers bags of gold instead of the cherries, ruddy and cold. 2. The Five Musicians, to Osbert. The blue-leaved fig trees swell with laughter, gold fissures split the ripe fruits after, and like a gold-barred tiger shade leaps in the darkness that they made. The long-ribbed leaves shed light that dapples Silenus like a ton of apples. Gold-freckled, fruit-shaped faces stare at nymphs with bodies white as air. The ancient house rocked emptily. Horned brothers, creep inside and see through my tall windows. The abode of noise is on the dusty road. They creep, strange hands are on the hasp, Silenus sleepy as a wasp, amid the fruit-ripe heat as in an apricot or nectarine. Replies, the dust is wise and old, for glistening fruits and ophir's gold are gathered there to wake again in our flesh like a tune's refrain. The five musicians with their bray shatter the fruit-ripe heat of day. Their faces wrinkled, kind and old, are masked by the hot sun with gold. Like fountains of blue water gush their beards. Strange feathered birds that hush their song move not so proud as these, smiles floating, ageless courtesies. They stand upon the dust outside, their tunes like drops of water dyed. Yet still we hear their slow refrain, King Pharaoh, gay lad, come again. Miss Nettibun, beneath the tree, perceives that it is time for tea, and takes the child, a muslined moon, through the lustrous leaves of afternoon. And tea-time comes with strawberry jam, yet where, oh where, is she? On that music, floating, gone, to China and to Babylon. Never again she'll go to bed in the house of Sir Rotherham Red. 3. King Cophetua and the Beggar Maid, to Alan Porter. The five-pointed, crude pink tinsel star laughed loudly at King Cophetua. Across the plain, as black as mind, and limitless, it laughed unkind to see him whitened like a clown, with the moon's flower come in a golden crown. The moon shone softer than a peach upon the round leaves in its reach. The dark air sparkled like a sea. The beggar maid leaned out through a tree and sighed, that pink flower spike full of honey. Oh, for love, ragged as time, with no money! Then through the black night, the gardener's boy, as sunburnt as hay, came whispering, Troy, long ago, was as sweet as the honey chimes in the flower bells, jingling into rhymes. And oh, my heart's sweet as a honey hive, because of a wandering maid, and I live but to tend the pale flower bells of the skies that shall drop down their dew on her sleeping eyes. 4. Clown Argob's Song. Clown Argob, the honeybee, counted his money. See, in the bandstand in hell, buzzing, the tunes that fell raise up glass houses round Sir Shoulder's forcing ground, lest bald heads harden in hell's kitchen garden. Poet and pedagogue bump their bald heads agog, melon and marrow and cucumber narrow. Next day comes Proserpine, parasol raised, and see, ma'am, says the gardener, these thoughts are as thick as peas. So sighed the clown, singing buzz and still clinging to no horizontal bars, but the pink freezing stars. 5. Fleecing Time. Queen Venus, like a bunch of roses, fat and pink, that splashed dew closes, underneath dark mulberry trees, wandered with the fair-haired breeze. Among the dark leaves' preening wings sit golden birds of light. Each sings, will you accept the blue muslin, as they peck the blackamoor mulberry skin. Then came a sheep like a sparkling cloud. Oh, ma'am, please, ma'am, sleek me proud. Come fleece and comb my golden wool, and do not mind, ma'am, if you pull. Her flocks came thick as the mulberries that grow on the dark, clear mulberry trees, as thick as the daisies in the sky. Prince Paris, Adonis, as each passed by, she cried, come feed on buds as cold as my fleece lamb-tailed river's gold, and you shall dance like each golden bird of light that sings in dark trees unheard, and you shall skip like my lamb-tailed river in my buttercup fields forever. The Lady Venus, with hair thick as wool, cried, come and be fleeced, each sheepish fool. 6. The Higher Sensualism. Queen Circe, the farmer's wife at the fair, met three sailor men stumping there, who came from the parrot-plumed sea, yo-ho, and each his own trumpet began to blow. We come, said they, from the Indian seas, all bright as a parrot's feathers, and these break on gold sands of the perfumed isles, where the fruit is soft as a siren's smiles, and the sun is as black as a Nubian. We have singed the beard of the king of Spain. Then we wandered once more on the South Sea strand, where the icebergs seem heavenly mansions fanned by the softest winds from the groves of spice, and the angels like birds of paradise flit. There we caught this queer-plumaged boy, an angel he calls himself, for a toy. The angel sighed, please, ma'am, if you'll spare me a trumpet, the angels will come to the fair. For even an angel must have his fling and ride on the roundabout in the swing. She gave him a trumpet, but never a blare reached the angels from Midsummer Fair. Though he played, will you hear a Spanish lady, and Jack the Sailor, Sweet Nelly, Tree Shady. For only the gay hosannas of flowers sound loud as brass bands in those heavenly bowers. Queen Circe, the farmer's wife, said, "I will buy your plumaged coat for my pig to try." Then with angels he'll go a-dancing hence from sensuality into sense. The fair's tunes like cherries and apricots ripened. The angels danced from their green grots. Their hair was curled like the fruit on the trees. Rigodon, Saraband, dance they these. And the pig points his toe, and he curves his wings. The music starts, and away he flings, dancing with angels all in a round, hornpipe and rigodon on the fair's ground. 7. Falsetto Song. Between the hairy leaves trills dew, all tasting a fresh green anew, and baskets of ripe fruit in air, the bird songs seem suspended where, like any feathered shrieking biped, or creaking water brightly striped, I stand and let my laughter flare beneath my waspish gilded hair. My tame ass's tee-hee-hee mimics the striped zebra sea as it munches all the land, the real ground whereon we stand. No eagle was it, but a hen pecked Prometheus' fire heart when, counting chicks before they hatched, the farmer's gay wife left unlatched the door of the crazy hen coop laughter, never closing ever after. 8. The Fat Woman. The velvet black trees just behind have cast no shadow on my mind. My whirring gilt hair, clear as flutes, seems cornucopias of fruits. That negroid satyr, the hot wind, with his long fingers cannot find his way among my chins, whose shapes seem bunches of hot glowing grapes. The roses blaze like scarlet fire, the ivy leaves are black as ire, and bird songs are suspended there, like colored hoops upon the air, through which reverberate the lights in splintered glassy stalactites. Those lights that sting me waspishly, as by the gentian-colored sea I amble waves of colored flesh fantastically curled afresh. I amble past, I muse and see the placid world's rotundity made in my image fat and round and matronly. The shy rebound of space from contact seems to me the most sincere of flattery, a virtuous vacancy that thieves all color from the world that lives, yields like my mind, where naught can make the least impression it will take. End of section.